The author of the popular philosophy fiction book Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance died yesterday at his home in South Berwick. Robert Persig was 88 years old. Patty White has this remembrance.
Before Robert Persig got the idea for a book, he got the idea for a title. In this BBC interview from 2012, Persig said inspiration came to him while he was riding a motorcycle with a friend.
And he was recalling a book called Zen and the Art of Archery. At the time he was talking about, his engine was running and black smoke was coming out. And I thought to myself, he doesn't need a book on Zen and the Art of Archery. He needs a book on Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. And the title just captivated me. And at that time, all I ever had was a title. It's very strange to hear an author starting a book with the title. But that's exactly what happened in this case.
Persig had studied philosophy in college and was influenced by Asian culture he was exposed to while serving abroad in the army. Initially, he envisioned Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance would be a short article, but that article kept growing. When Persig took a motorcycle trip in the late 60s with his 11-year-old son, as he told NPR in this 1974 interview, he decided to create a book that wove the story of the trip with his philosophical views.
Frequently, people get the idea that Zen is something apart from the everyday world, and it never is. And I'm trying to bring that point home with the use of motorcycle maintenance. This is not an exotic activity, at least normally considered. This is not going and sitting on a mountaintop or contemplating the petals of a flower. This is just getting in there and getting your hands greasy, and yet that's still Zen.
The book explores the philosophical concept of quality, which Persig called both indescribable and the source and substance of everything. His writing struck a chord, and Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance became a bestseller. Persig became reclusive as he worked on the follow-up book Lila, which was published 17 years later. In this 2005 interview with NPR, Persig said he had written all he wanted to say. He just hoped his philosophical views would be accepted.
I may be ignored because I'm too hard to understand or because I'm thought of as some kind of a kook without being seriously considered. I've read a lot of negative reviews, but in none of those reviews have I seen one single critic show me where the metaphysics of quality is wrong.
For the past 30 years, Persig lived in South Berwick in southern Maine, where, according to reports, he kept to himself. Since it was published in 1974, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance has sold more than 5 million copies. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.